Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Glad to be back at the palatial worldwide headquarters of Talk Radio 1210. Of course, throughout the show, we'll reprise some of the stuff that happened on Friday. It was a fabulous day. What a crowd. Linda Kearns, Joe Conklin, the gravy sauce, the ignominy of that, although it was a lot of fun. The regular callers.
Wait. So you're finally willing to surrender that it is indeed sauce?
Oh, no.
What?
Not at all.
It continues? No.
It will continue.
What's the next chapter in this saga, though?
I'm working on it. Roe said she wanted to rig the election and she never would do that in her life, but she was tempted. That's how furious.
If you happen to be there, Roe was indeed sitting right near us, if you've never seen Roe before,
man,
and you could actually hear her audibly muttering under her breath, I'm really angry. She was legitimately angry about the results of that competition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have more on that. Linda Kearns might be my attorney on this. She thought it was a shoddy election. She sees flaws. There could be a state of New Jersey Supreme Court ruling on that.
I think she's a pro-sauce person, too, isn't she?
No, she didn't say that.
Okay.
But, okay, she wants another debate, too. We're already working on Mulligan's 2 for this summer, be it in July, near the end of July, we're thinking. I can't give a date yet. We got to go through the whole process. But we'll go through. It was such fun. And Scott Presler had a 6-person crew there with him with this camera that had to cost $10,000 filming his every move. He's fired up. He wanted to come on today, even though he's on vacation. He has something here in Pennsylvania at 2 o'clock that is really exciting stuff. And I have something for him to juice up the Supreme Court race. You know, he's put that on the map. Don't retain these judges. Our state Supreme Court, these rogues, and Johnny Dock's brother is the lead rogue. I know, we got a rack. Yeah, I got to tell you this, and I'll develop it a little bit later. They ruled during all this that a bicyclist has the same right to use the roads as do other vehicles, meaning if they're in front of you and they deem they don't want to pull to the side for whatever reason, that's it. The bike, even in 40 mile an hour zone. Who are these guys? Are they doing the Grand Prix? Are they the French? What's a French race? Anyhow, they're not doing it. What kind of Supreme Court would write this 20-page opinion affirming that what they call pedal bikers have the same rights on the road as you do? I'll tell you what's behind some of this. Nobody else
pedal
would be.
Bikers.
Pedal bikers is the word they use.
Is that the differentiator?
Derogatory.
Yeah,
those pedal
bikers.
I mean, but is that the differentiator between the motorized bicycles that we hate so much?
I guess. Yeah. Pedal. Do they call them pedal cyclists?
But they have pedals too.
I mean, pedal cyclist. All one word. I don't even think that's a word. I strike
pedal
this down already.
It sounds like a really yeah.
Yeah, Linda
right.
Kearns, get on the phone to
you
them.
Pedal cyclist.
You can't. This can't be legal if it's a made up word. Pedal cyclists are right to operate.
Yes. Starting in 2022 from the FARS Encyclopedia, NHTSA.gov, starting in 2022, people on motorized bicycles are indeed classified as pedal cyclists instead of motorcyclists.
Ah.
Yes.
But they're calling pedal cyclists here. This guy wasn't on one of those. He was just a biker, and he told a cop essentially go to hell when he was pulled over, wouldn't give his identity. All right, I'll give you more details. My point is this. This state Supreme Court does have impact on our lives. We saw it in the last election. And I know you're thinking, are people really going to be turned on to vote to kick out three? Just think of the power of that, to kick out three of these people. Three of them were up for retention. Otherwise, they sit there for another 10 years. And one of the Republicans, Robson, voted with this. You know what this is? I've seen it before with people on courts and politicians. It's currying favor with people who will remember this. They'll remember that they did this for them. And the rest of us won't know, except for talk radio, what I'm telling you of what they did. So if you get into it with somebody, you know, you're on the two-lane highway, you're trying to go around them, they won't pull over enough. You can't risk it. There's a good deal of traffic, 40, 45 miles an hour. You just got to sit behind these jokers. And look, I'm all pro-health up and down the line. Stu Bykofsky, way back in the day, warned us of this in places like Philadelphia. And look at what they give us, progressive dreams. One bicycle lane after another to nowhere. Flouting. Just flouting our rights to travel. They hate the car. All right, we'll get to more of that later. But we got Bill O'Reilly coming up. President Trump texted him in the middle of all this. It made some news a few nights ago. Then we have Alan West coming up to talk about what's gone on here. And Daniel Turner, nobody better on energy, will join us because this is a real test if they try to close the Straits of Hormuz. We only get 5% of our oil. We've almost become energy independent here. China gets 50% through that very small narrows. Thomas Massey, I'm trying to, you know what? I'm officially on the other side. I could see a primary with Thomas. I know in talk radio, you're not allowed to say, oh, it's Mr. Libertarian. Maybe even Rand is next, as much as I love Rand Paul. Massey was just on CNN today, and he said, three bombings to neutralize Iran may turn out to be the 2025 version of 2 weeks to slow the spread. You jerk. Are you kidding me? In other words, what Trump did is a lie to you, according to this guy, who's in a safe district, and he can then just be a gadfly. That's what he is. And I get it. I get the Constitution. I get all that. Is that the best he has, though? This is Trump's finest hour. I think Trump was buttoned up on this. I don't think Trump was all over the place at all. He has a firm belief. Now, we're going to see if he's right, that America has such power that if we act economically and militarily decisively, we can put down most of these things. We can calm them down. That's exactly what he did in the first term. And that's what he's doing here. This was American power. I'm still reeling of exactly how many bunker busters. How did the world let the Iranians casually go down 300 feet at the main depot for developing a bomb and engage in that and just sit idly by? How in the world? Because they're thinking, oh, well, what are we going to do here? Here's Steve Hilton, formerly of Fox. This is Cut 9, Henry, making the point that other presidents, almost every one of them, and then I'm going to tell you who I think, if this person were president, I think they would have acted too. And if you're fair, you'll agree with me. No, I don't think Obama would have. We know that. I don't think Bill Clinton, he didn't act that way with North Korea. There's somebody not president, though, who would have. Listen to Hilton. Formerly, they drew a red line, but then when they crossed it, they ignored it.
To me, the president came out, he spoke for a little over a minute. He kind of came out, he said his piece, boom, and he was gone. You have Democrats that are already calling for impeachment. They're saying it's illegal, so on and so forth. You have Republicans that are largely in favor of this. In fact, I mean, there's a few Republicans who are somewhat reticent, the fact that, but largely in favor. This looks like a major political victory at this point in time for him, Steve.
Yes. There's no question about that, I think, Trace. I mean, these decisions are incredibly difficult for any leader. Just think what the president has been through, weighing up the options. Only he can make the decision. And he made the decision, and he made it after giving Iran every opportunity to avoid this. And they didn't, and he made the decision, unlike previous leaders who set red lines and then ignored them. And what you're seeing here, I think, is exactly why so many people saw President Trump as a breath of fresh air. He is not an ideologue, never has been. He always has been a problem-solving, pragmatic leader who just wants to fix the problem, whatever it is, without recourse to ideology. He's never been jingoistic and gung-ho about this. He said he wants peace, but he's also said very clearly Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, and that is part of peace. And he's acted on that. And whatever uncertainty there may be, and there's a lot of uncertainty about what comes in the days and weeks ahead, one thing is really clear tonight, that is certain, that America now projects strength around the world, and that every regime that wants to cause trouble around the world, every dangerous regime or potential dangerous regime, knows that when President Trump speaks, he means it, and he will act on it and follow through. That is a huge positive result, not just for all of us here, but for the whole world.
All right, we'll get to the Massey cut after O'Reilly, I think, here. So keep that up there. Massey on the other side of it, ridiculous. He made a great point there. And they keep running out the clock. Time in. Well, they're not talking. They know exactly what they're doing. This is always a question of wills. And our will and Trump's will and the American military might look. As a guy who went without sleep 24 hours several times doing this, 37 hours. I hope they were sleeping on the plane. I hope the crew, I know they had some creature comforts there, like a bathroom and some snacks. 37-hour flight to do this. That's remarkable in and of itself. What are the Iranians going to do? All right, Bill O'Reilly's next with a lot of insight into the mind of Trump, particularly during this. Is this Trump's finest hour? I would say it is. I'll give you the side question. I'm loving the side question today. It involves FedEx. Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 12.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Always a good day when Bill O'Reilly's with us, but particularly the psyche of Trump in this is all determinant. You've heard O'Reilly lay it out better than anybody in the world, for my money, for all the reasons that we've talked about. Let's go to Bill O'Reilly on Talk Radio 1210. Bill, welcome in. Your name popped up instantaneously when I saw the text, but then when I saw Trump apparently buttoned up on this, really thinking it through, at least more so than I usually think, big time. What can you tell us?
Well, I was surprised by the timing because he went to Westminster, New Jersey on Friday. And that means that he had not made the decision to do the bombing by the time he left Washington to go up to his golf club. So something happened, and I don't know what it is, and everybody's buttoned down. But he got some kind of intel or maybe some Israeli input that this was the window, because he had to get those bombers up from Missouri to go in and do, and that took 30 hours. It was a big round trip. It was a big logistical thing. He made a quick decision, then he went back. As soon as he went back, I said, there's something going on, but it's still the thing was going to be on Saturday night. Because he has a NATO meeting tomorrow. He's over in Europe tomorrow in Holland. I figured I'd probably go over there, and then he'll do it afterward. But there was something. It'll come out, but I don't have it yet.
Hey, Bill, can hold up one second. I'm just going to play show on hold here. We got a little problem, a little distortion there. Dan, I don't know if there's anything we can do here with him. If not, I'll try again. But to my ear, it was kind of a bit distortive. All right, so O'Reilly talking about the timing of this, when this is going to happen here. All right, let me go back to Bill and Talk Radio 1210. So, Bill, you were talking about the timing of this. We got that.
Okay. So going forward, nobody knows. It's all objective. Iran is very weak. They don't really have the capacity to do anything. So they say they're going to close the, you know, Strait of Hormuz. That would hurt China. China's one of the few countries that still deals with them. So, that'd be another bad move. So they're basically there, and they're trying to figure out how to save some kind of face. But other than individual terror actions, I don't see what that would be.
Yeah, I wanted to go back, though, Bill. Your sense, it shows, does it not, that Trump is just not ideological. He sees the problem. He's going to fix it. America first is not isolationist, not when you have what apparently is a pretty much imminent threat.
Well, he looks at the world as transactional, as we've discussed, Dom, you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no transaction for the Iranians. They simply were not going to stop enriching the uranium. And after months and months and months, then Trump said, okay, the transaction is going to be, we're going to bomb you, and then you'll have to make peace. So that's where we are. And, you know, he's not a complicated guy, Trump. He gave him a window. They tried to, you know, delay. In the meantime, they were still sending money to Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis and all of that. And Trump said enough. And, you know, if you look back on history, that's usually the way presidents make decisions. Enough. I think he did the right thing. I think most Americans believe that. But you have a dissent, and there's nothing wrong with dissenting about it. However, in case with me, the dissenters, they can't stand up to the facts of the case.
Any thoughts on someone like Tucker Carlson, Bill, who just to me, when he was in that supermarket in Moscow and all, one of the smarter guys, but enough already. Well, what's the deal with Carlson and his angle in all this?
I just think he's an isolationist.
Okay.
And I don't think there's a lot more to it than that. And he has a segment of the American population that follows him. Not a lot. But, you know, he gets his word out on X. And he is firmly convinced that America should not be supporting Israel and should not be bothering Putin. And that's what he believes. So as American citizens, we all have, you know, the right to say okay or not okay. But, you know, I don't think he's doing anything for malevolent motives. I think that's what he believes, that isolationism is best for the country.
What kind of response are you getting, BillO'Reilly.com, all your enterprises?
Well, my whole thing, as you know, is fact-based. So it's hard to come after me. So in 40 minutes, I'm going to do Piers Morgan's show. Now, initially, Glenn Beck was on the show with me. And Beck, who's a friend of mine, he's an isolationist, too. But now he's not. It's just going to be me and Morgan.
Oh, what could go wrong?
Now, I don't know why.
Oh,
I mean, Beck
goodness.
Might have something better to do. I don't know. But I got a sheet here in front of me, Dom. And you'll see it on the Newsman News tonight. And if you go read my message of the day, you get a preview of it on BillO'Reilly.com. These facts are unassailable. It's just like you can't say, no, you're wrong. I had Carville last week on News Nation, and I'll be on there at 9 p.m. tonight, telling me that it was all Trump's fault because he got out of the nuke deal that Obama had put together. Well, if you look at that deal, Iran was cheating all over the place on it.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
Right, and everybody, the United Nations acknowledges that. So why would you stay in a deal where the bad guys are cheating and they're getting money to do it? Why would you stay in a deal like that?
Hey, Bill, here's a little nugget. Maybe you have it on your fact sheet. I knew he did a lot, but 2016, I just saw this in two sources. President Obama, 26,000 bombs on seven nations. So, you know, Trump is mild, I think, or relatively in the range of President Obama. This isn't anything outside the box here.
look, if they're going to play the War Powers Act game, which Schumer is doing, the biggest hypocrite in the country is Senator Schumer. They're going to play that game. You got to go back to 98 where Clinton bombed Afghanistan. Then in 99, he bombed Kosovo. Then in 15, Obama bombed Libya, regime change. Gaddafi wound up in a ditch with his throat cut. And all of these people didn't consult with Congress before they did it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So what are you talking about?
Yep, exactly. Well, that's where they're going to go. Bill, you've had a little bit of time now to think about it more. China, where are we on what you're doing on China and your recent visit?
Well, they've been very restrained on this one. And Russia's been the, you know, one who's been most bellicose. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. You know, Russia, that's what they do over there. But Beijing is getting very, very low-key. They go, we don't like it. And, you know, okay. They got so many economic problems, Dom, over there. And remember, there's no reporting that comes out of China.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like CNN's on the ground or, you know, nobody is there to tell the world what's happening inside. It's a police state. So, but my sources are impeccable. And they have a huge problem with their economy now. And so they cannot afford to rattle Trump's cage. So I don't expect them to go to Iran's aid. I don't. I'd be surprised if they do.
Bill, you know both better than I. I've only interviewed them once each. But the person I just teased that I thought also would have bombed Iran, I don't know about Obama. I know he bombed other countries. Bill Clinton, I don't think would have, but I think Hillary Clinton, I give her credit, I think Hillary Clinton would have.
Well, she was behind the Libyan situation. No doubt about that, that she was pushing Obama as Secretary of State to take care of Gaddafi. But, you know, all of this is conjecture. What I can tell you is there was no mechanism at all in the Biden administration to hold Iran to account on anything. And that's why they ran wild. And that's why on October 7th, when those Israelis were slaughtered by Hamas, that's why that happened. If Trump had been president, October 7th never would have happened in a million years. But the mullahs, like everybody else in the world, and I mean that literally, knew that Biden was incapacitated and weak. And if the Americans had elected Kamala Harris, she never would have bombed Iran.
No.
In a million years.
Without a doubt. So upcoming book is out in September?
Yeah, and the irony of this book, and you should have it any second now, is that I got Putin and the Ayatollah on a cover.
Yeah.
I am Nostradamus.
Well,
is called Confronting Evil, and there they are.
Well, I'm particularly your take on Putin, who is stone cold evil to me. You know, these religious evil, that's one thing. I understand that, how that happens. But Putin is the real deal. I mean, he is beyond almost anything. He's rational, I think. I don't think he's deranged, and that makes it even worse.
But he's psychotic.
Yeah.
And when you read the book, you'll find out why.
All right. It's on the list. I can hardly wait. I'll call my wife during the break and see if we got it today.
When you get it, you know, you read it, and then we'll give you a little preview on it. It'll be out September 9th, Confronting Evil.
All right, Bill, we'll be watching tonight, BillO'Reilly.com, and you and Piers Morgan. That's fun. That's a lot of fun.
It should be lively.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, Don, thanks for having me.
BillO'Reilly.com here. I didn't detect he's as far. I couldn't get him to take me in. I see this as Trump's biggest moment here. O'Reilly was like, well, this is what Trump does. No, he drilled down on this. He was talking constantly to people about, would this work? And according to all accounts, it did work. Now, does that mean they're not going to start up again? They're crazed. Yes. Most of life, almost all, it's a test of wills. It's the South Philly version. You're going to do this? All right, then I'm going to do that. One of us then, at some point, somebody's going to give up here. They're not until you kill more of them, apparently. They're going to try to continue to do this again, but it's going to take them years. All right, let me give you the side question. This, by the way, of Henry Machette. So I saw yesterday, watching a golf tournament, the guy who came up with just an unbelievable idea, FedEx, overnight. You know how he did it, too. People said, oh, yeah, the post office. Can you imagine getting something overnight? Oh, yeah. God, you got to be kidding me. And you're going to do overnight? The post office can't do that. Yeah, well, that's another story. And Henry, the business mustn't have been doing well, right? So he got involved. They were down to their last $5,000.
So, yeah, Fred was down to his last $5,000 for the company. There was no way he could pay for fuel and other expenses for the next week. And that meant they would have to close up shop. So what did he do? Well, he invested it at the blackjack table.
Oh,
he turned that $5,000 into $27,000, which allowed them to fuel their trucks and, you know, finish their other expenses for another week until they got more funding. And that saved the company back in the early 70s.
That is a heck of a story. So we're looking for that all-time risk or gamble. I'll love this. I'm not saying go to AC right now. Put it down. You'll save your life. I have the winner right here in front of me, but I'm going to take it off as I don't want someone blurting it out and then the game's over today, Dan. You know what the winner is?
What's that?
All-time gamble. And you could say, well, I don't know. It turned out to be right, so how much of a gamble? Landing a plane on the Hudson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I defy you to come up with a bigger because the conventional pilots would have been going deep in their heart. We're going to crash. But you know what? I can't land a plane on the Hudson. Just think of this guy, the craziness, the gut, the skill. Isn't that the guy you want flying? If I'm Trump, I'm putting him on Air Force One. He's in charge.
I'm surprised he isn't already, you know, flying the thing.
Yeah, exactly. You can fly with that guy. He could be in like a, you know, a hot air balloon, you know? Yeah, I think I'll land this giant plane on the Hudson. One good Tom Hanks role out of, well, a few. All right. I'll also take off D-Day. D-Day, if it had failed, Eisenhower said how bad it would have been. It was a big risk. They had to take it, though. And looking back on it, how did it work? What the hell were the Germans? You know, they're on top of the looking down on you. Months, Rommel, the whole thing. Well, the element of surprise, they thought they might go where Patton was. And the audacity of doing it in pretty high seas. All right, Dan, what do you have?
I got a couple, Dom, through history. One, I'll give you Steven Spielberg and George Lucas's bet.
Okay.
Have you ever heard about this?
Vaguely, yeah.
So George Lucas thought Close Encounters of the Third Kind would make more money than Star Wars. So he said to Spielberg, let's swap 2.5% of the movie's profits for eternity.
Okay.
Well, it turns out Star Wars turned into the franchise that it became. Spielberg made more than $40 million and more to date on that wager. And how about, Dom, we'll go to the world of sports. I like all-time gambles in sports, this one being a failed gamble or a trade, let's say. How about Herschel Walker being sent to Dallas, getting all those picks back on a gamble and turning them into what they turned them into, and Dallas just crushed that trade.
I usually would go with the player. You know, all these draft pick guys. Who the hell's that at Borowski?
Yeah, well, that's why it's an all-time gamble.
He's 6'8". He does the 40 in, about five hours.
When you're getting two first-round picks, three first-round picks, three second-round picks, you know, turns it into Emmitt Smith. You got Darren Woodson out of it.
Yeah, or you could be the Sixers and turns it into an ingrate. If they pick this guy coming here, a guy who doesn't want to come here, who is beyond marginal, played on a losing team with another guy who's going to be picked number two in the draft, most likely. And this guy doesn't want to come to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Right there. That's it. I don't care.
No,
he's out.
He's out on my board,
too. He's out. Man, give me a break.
Yeah, it's a shame because that agent who's given him advice, I mean, it's the same guy a few years ago who represented his own son. His son fell from a lottery pick to the second round. So this guy's just not very good at his job.
What's yours, Henry?
Yeah, so I got two here in the sports realm. The Oklahoma City Thunder winning the NBA championship last night, have to revisit that fateful trade that sent Paul George to the Los Angeles Clippers in return for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and a ton of draft picks. Now, if you know anything about the NBA, you know Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was the NBA MVP this year. He was the, you know, the conference finals MVP. He was the NBA finals MVP. He was the scoring leader in the NBA. And what, you know, and you look at the Clippers, what did they get out of it? Well, Paul George isn't even on the Clippers anymore. They didn't win anything with him. In fact, he's on the Sixers. So that's an all-time trade that ended up working out for the Thunder, because especially because those picks turned into one of them being Jalen Williams, which is their number two player. The other one I'm going to do with is going against the conventional wisdom. About a year ago, the Philadelphia Eagles were in the market for a running back, and they decided, hey, let's go off to our division rival's best player, Saquon Barkley. A lot of national media pundits said, wow, what a bad deal. You can't pay a running back in today's game. That's a waste of money. It's a complete overpay. Who knows if he's even going to be good there, if he can even stay healthy. Well, I think about a year later, you can say, not only did that trade work out, but I think it reset the landscape for football in making running backs, you know, a priority in your offense again.
That's so, big. Yeah,
that paid off.
All right, so all-time risk or gamble. It might not have paid off, as long as it's reasonable. You can hit us with that. I still say Sully's saying, yeah, we're landing on the Hudson. And the guy who played the co-pilot in the film, like, okay, let's flaps down. Let's get ready to land on the Hudson. Imagine you're a passenger and the guy's landing on the Hudson. I'm thinking, hey, I'm going to land in the Atlantic Ocean over in North Wildwood. I see Dom Giordano there. Let's land there.
So just imagine flying close to the water and you're like, am I going to go under this water? Or are we going to land on top of it? Yeah.
I don't even know how that worked.
Can I take one more gamble off?
Yeah,
just because I feel like this is like one of the biblical answers or the Trump answers. Well, it is a Trump answer. It's Trump coming down the escalator, making the gamble of putting his entire corporate life on the line to become a president.
Well, and running again and seeing that if he didn't win, he was going to jail. That's a huge gamble risk. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. We'll get you on board. By the way, so I don't forget, thanks to Dan Gilroy. And Dan was the architect of sending that gravy mug from the great Ralph's restaurant. We embarrassed them by losing. I held that up as the secret weapon. And thanks to Pat Malloy, armed guard, bringing that down all the way to North Wildwood and depositing right there at my table.
Secret weapon really worked, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought I cracked the case with that. I delivered. It wasn't the Epstein files. I held it up right there. Ralph says it's gravy. 125 years. I don't know. We've got to get a better clientele in July. There are people that saying we need a revote.
Just so people remember, it was 2-1 sauce. Two votes for sauce for every one gravy is how it ended up.
Yeah, I think the gravy people want to be heard. You got to show up and... Frank of South Philly, I think, was taken out on a stretcher at the end of that vote.
I think the problem was holding it in New Jersey and Wildwood and not in South Philly.
That's right.
If you hold it in South Philly, it's going to be 2-1 gravy, I feel.
Yeah. And I did beat Linda Kearns with Sinatra versus Elvis. She says it's a stack deck. Wherever you go, they're going to say Sinatra, unless you're in the South, maybe.
That crowd reaction, though, when we asked for the determination, it was very much in favor of you.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, we'll have that after the break.
Skillful arguing, coming up, too, we'll play you this Thomas Massie clip. This guy, look, I love Constitution, respect, purism, and all that. He's saying, the representative, what we've done here, isn't this like saying we're going to beat COVID after 2 weeks, just board up and all that? Really? Is that what Trump has done here? Is it fraudulent? That's what he's saying. 855-839. 1210. Let's talk for a moment, though. Big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of the already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com, res-q.com. Feel better. Get active. Turn back the clock with Rescue 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That's the code WELLNESS, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy. Get saving at res-q.com and do it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, all right, let's advance the story here a little bit. This will be cut 14. Tom Homan now, the next thing we're looking at, sleeper cells from Iran, Joe Biden administration. Here's what Tom Homan told Maria Bartiromo about the number of Iranian nationals released, set off into America maybe to kill us. Here's what Homan said.
So I pulled numbers this morning just from a CBP under Joe Biden. There was 1,272 nationals of Iran released in the country between OFO and the Border Patrol. And you compare that to the Trump administration, zero, right? Zero releases. And right now, because of President Trump's leadership, we have the most secure border in my lifetime, most secure border in the history of this nation. So we have a secure border. That was President Trump's big win on securing this nation. So we're not releasing people in this country. Special interest aliens aren't crossing that border undetected. But under Joe Biden, we had over 10 million people cross that border. But my biggest concern from day one, beyond the fentanyl, beyond the sex trafficking women and children, were the 2 million known gotaways. Over 2 million people crossed that border. We don't know who they are, where they came from, because they got away, because Border Patrol was so overwhelmed with the humanitarian crisis that Biden created that over 2 million people crossed the border and got away. That is my biggest concern, and that's what created the biggest national security vulnerability this country's ever seen.
All right. Part of the vulnerability, too, is energy, draining our strategic oil reserve. Not American dominance under Biden. Trump trying to restore that. Coming up, Daniel Turner, who is the very best to talk about American energy that we know of out there, will lay out where we are with this. How much could this possibly hurt us? We'll take your calls. I know a lot of people pen up to talk about Friday. It was an all-timer. All that straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210. All right, just got a report on Fox News and other places. Don Giordano's show, Iran has launched 6 missiles toward the U.S. bases in Qatar. One of the biggest things, though, we're looking at here, the difference, could it be astronomical between Biden and President Trump, or any Democrat for that reason, when it comes to power, when it comes to energy? Joining us, Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future here on Talk Radio 1210. Daniel, welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Dom, great to be on with you again. I appreciate you having me back.
Well, you know, that was one of the signatures, and you talked about it second to none in the first Trump administration, and he's trying on this. But give us your assessment due to the Biden years. Where are we when it comes to energy and energy security?
Well, I think the remarkable change in just 5.5, 6 months we are at the 6 month mark of the Trump era is what we are seeing in oil prices. And oil prices are always future looking, right? Your oil markets know how much are we consuming, how much are we producing, but most importantly, where are we headed? Where is the oil industry headed? And for 4 years under Biden, we saw the oil market say, "Woof, we're in bad shape. There's no permitting. There's no leasing. They've shut off the outer continental shelf. They've closed most of Alaska. They're preventing banks from lending to the fossil fuel industry." And it's why for 4 years under Biden, even after COVID subsided, oil stayed at $85, $80 a barrel consistently. Enter the Trump administration, and oil got to $57 a barrel. Now, it is up. Don't get me wrong. It is up from when Israel first hit Iran and then the fallout from that. But it hasn't even hit. It's still $10 less than the average what it was of the Biden years. And then America attacked Iran. We launched all those bunker busters, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone woke up this morning and said, "Woo, oil's going to be 140, 150. Oil's down. I mean, it's down pennies, but it's basically, I guess we could say it's flat. And so the reason why is because the markets look at that and say, yeah, what's going on in the Middle East is big. Yeah, Iran threatening to close the Straits of Hormuz is big. But we're not nervous about the future because we look at what American energy is doing, and oil prices have stayed flat or they've even dropped a little bit. And that mental confidence that markets have, that part of Adam Smith's invisible hand, right? Part of that, mm-hmm. that invisible, that unknown quantity that thinks about the free market, whatever that is, looks at the world geopolitically and says, we're fine. Don't be nervous. And we're consistent. That is remarkable for an energy industry to withstand these geopolitical situations.
Couldn't be put better. That's exactly what I thought you'd say, but I wanted to hear from the expert for listeners. Do they also think, you know what, Trump is going to use this? He's already talked about oil prices keeping him down. In other words, he's on this to pivot point again, that we have to even be more self-sufficient because of these things that may happen.
Absolutely. And compare that to the previous administration, where we were releasing Iran from all of their sanctions and buying their oil. We did the same to Venezuela. Joe Biden went to Saudi Arabia and asked them to increase production, but he punished domestic production. I don't know what it would take to bring up formal charges of aggression towards the nation. Not necessarily treason, but it is hostility, domestic hostility of the previous administration when it came to our energy industry. You think of Secretary Granholm, that kind of viral clip. She was the energy secretary under Biden. That viral clip when she was asked about oil prices and she laughed and said, there's nothing we can do about oil prices. Oil prices are controlled by OPEC. Right? Nothing I can do. I'm just a powerless bureaucrat. Compare that to, again, this administration that says there's a lot we can do. We can create the conditions. We can open up permitting, open up land, open up financing, not punish banks. Right? Remember, the Biden administration punished banks if they lended to the fossil fuel industry. They were charged a higher base point by the Fed. This was a plan by Gary Gensler at the Securities and Exchange Commission. They punished banks if they lent to the fossil fuel industry. All of that is gone. And the result is, yes, the price of eggs have dropped. Yes, the price of gas has dropped. But world politics aren't impacting our energy industry anymore. How the hell does the Biden administration, the former Biden administration, how do they sleep at night? How do they look at themselves and say, we let Iran increase their oil production, and sure, they used that money to attack Israel and kill thousands and unleash terrorism.
Well, we allowed the Russians to do it, too, because we're not exploiting this. And as a result, they're talking about Ukraine. What could Russia do if they're undercut and we could undercut them?
Absolutely. I just tweeted this yesterday as an article dropped to say that Turkey has radically increased their purchase of Russian oil since prices are down, right? Because Russia is still on the same global oil prices as America. And I thought, Turkey, why are they part of NATO again? Right? Turkey has never abided by the Russian oil sanctions. They looked at us and said, you guys are going to boycott Russia? Yeah, that's fine. We're going to continue to buy. And then you know what? Spain, Italy, Germany, France, we'll sell it to you guys and we'll charge just a little commission. So the entire European Union really never boycotted Russia. They just paid a little bit more and they bought it through Turkey, who in theory is a member of NATO. So again, geopolitics, weak leadership, not even leadership, weak figureship, weak Biden administration, just a disaster, a four flipping year disaster that if you're not careful, you will launch out into profanities and drink yourself to death.
Yeah, I'm glad you pulled yourself back in.
You can't understand how these people live with themselves.
Exactly, Daniel. Where do we find you, Daniel?
Powerthefuture.com.
Daniel, thank you. Thanks for coming on. Every day is a great day when you're on with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless.
Daniel Turner here, powerthefuture.com. Let me go to Susan in Winmore. All right, Susan, you were a big hit on Friday. Thank you. Thanks for the Tate's cookies. They were eaten by the afternoon. What are your thoughts on Friday?
Well, I knew you were going to eat those cookies almost immediately because you grabbed them and sat them right in front of you within eye view on your table so nobody else would get their hands on them.
That's right.
It was so much fun, Dom. so much fun.
Well, it was, and Susan, people like you and the others came out. They make it talk radio. It's
you want
it's
a moment to gloat, Dom? I'll give you a moment to gloat. Can you put this up, Henry, real quick?
Yes.
Applause for Linda.
Applause for Elvis and Linda. All right, applause for Frank Sinatra and Dom.
There you go.
Oh, man.
That was a high point.
Dom Giordano takes round one.
So, Susan, were you a sauce or gravy?
I was a sauce.
Oh,
Sorry. My
God.
Yeah, Suze.
Everybody needs it. You know, it's like Cindy Crawford. Everybody has to have a beauty mark. It's like a flaw there, the sauce.
Exactly. But so I finally met Joe from Columbus. He is the nicest guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Great hair, too, huh?
Great hair, yeah.
And beautiful teeth.
Thank you, Susan. It was wonderful. Susan from the Apollo. And Joe's son, Ro, just raved about what a kid. It was unbelievable. And that beer that I poured, I got to work on the head of it, though. I'm told there wasn't enough head on there.
Yeah, you need more foam, Dom.
More foam.
Which is something you don't hear often.
Boy, that's the opposite. Yeah. So I'm scheduled for Fred Herring to go to Bucks County and pour beers or something. All right. Coming up, the great Colonel Alan West. What has Alan West said about what's happened here, and more importantly, going forward, and your calls all unfold in the big 1 o'clock hour.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.